Once each morning and afternoon, Alaska Airlines flies north and south through Southeast Alaska on a route nicknamed the Milk Run. The flight was named for its unique style of takeoff and landing, delivering and picking up perishables at communities throughout the region. Soon, a new perishable will be making its way up the inside passage from Wrangell, blood.
Blood has a shelf life like milk.
That's Wesley Dahlgren, Director of Collections and Recruitment for the Blood Bank of Alaska.
And it's really weird to say, but yeah, blood has a shelf life of 42 days.
The nonprofit is based in Anchorage and is the only blood bank in the state. Dahlgren says there's a number of reasons they haven't held a drive in Wrangell before. It's tough to ship supplies and staff down on flights or ferries, but also a logistical trouble to get donated blood out of transport boxes and processed in a proper amount of time.
You know, I don't know very many blood centers around the United States that are actually going to send people by a plane with equipment as far away. If, you know, we're headquarters in Anchorage. To Wrangell. I mean, that's, in most states, that's a whole nother state.
COVID put a kibosh on mobile blood drives, especially in rural communities like Wrangell. But Sequita Marshall, the community coordinator for the Blood Bank of Alaska, says drives in Wrangell and nearby Petersburg have been in the works for years. So has the idea of a friendly competition to see which community donates the most blood.
Last year, after the pandemic had settled down a little bit, the vaccination was available, we were able to go out to Petersburg and kick the competition off. And so they've had their first round, 2 days getting collections, and now it's Wrangell's turn.
For now, Marshall keeps mum about how much blood the community of Petersburg donated last August.
It's kind of like a secret because we want to see who can do the best just without, you know, giving away too much. It's like a blind collection. So I know of how many Petersburg has collected, and so now Wrangell's going to go in, and then at the end of Wrangell's drive, I'll let both hospitals know which city came through the most and how many were collected for everybody.
Dahlgren says the process of donating blood is fairly straightforward. Potential donors schedule an appointment, answer a health questionnaire about recent travel, medications, and potential risk factors. There's a health screening, looking at blood pressure, pulse, and the number of red blood cells in an individual's blood.
The actual blood draw process is probably the shortest part of the whole thing. Generally, it's about 5 to 10 minutes.
In total, the blood bank will take about a pint of blood from each donor, about 2 cups. It's 1/10 of a person's total blood supply, which the body replaces over the next few weeks.
We can break it down into multiple blood products. So not only the red cells, but the plasma. And then we make a product called cryo, which is a clotting factor that's used at hospitals and whatnot. So potentially somebody who donates could theoretically save 3 lives.
Anyone over the age of 16 can donate blood, although 16 and 17-year-olds have to have parental consent.
All blood types are needed, right? Because all blood types are special and unique. And even something, you know, like B negative is about 1% of the population. So getting people to come in and donate that are B neg is important, so there's a safe, stable supply on the shelf. O positive and O negative are unique in the sense that O negative is the universal donor, so it can be transfused with everybody, to anybody. So in the event of like a trauma before they have typed a person's blood type, they'll use O negative. O positive is always needed because it can be transfused to 87% of the population.
Only about 2% of Alaska's population donates blood. That's lower than the national average. Dahlgren says some of that could be due to a lack of opportunity, especially in rural communities like Wrangell.
In the 13 years I've been here, we haven't gone to Wrangell to do a blood drive, so the availability for people who live in Wrangell to donate is pretty limited.
Last summer, while the pandemic was still keeping people home, there was an uptick in elective surgeries and trauma cases nationwide, which caused a critical blood shortage.
I've never seen anything like it.
Dahlgren says the shortage was a lot scarier than people might realize. At times, the Blood Bank of Alaska was down to less than a day's supply of some types of blood. And while it's not at critical supply levels anymore, he says it's always more of a wire to walk than he'd like.
I would love to have a robust supply of blood on the shelf where I never have to worry about inventory levels and things like that. But it's a catch-22 because if you have too much blood on the shelf, you know, you don't want to waste it.
Dahlgren says that blood collected at drives around the state stays in the state.
Our number one priority is to Alaskans and our partner hospitals throughout the state of Alaska.
Because of blood's short shelf life, he says donations start out in more rural outlying communities throughout the state and then is rotated to places with larger population bases like Anchorage or Fairbanks, where it has a higher probability of being utilized.
The only time we would ship blood out of state would be, again, the shelf life of blood. If blood is going to expire on our shelves, we would much rather have that go out of state to be used to save a life out of state than to just expire on our shelves. We don't want to waste the gift of life that a donor's given us.
Dahlgren says there's a huge amount of uncertainty when planning a blood drive in a place the bank hasn't been before.
You don't know how things are going to happen. You don't know how many donors are going to show up. You don't know if the community is going to be receptive. My guess is the community is going to be receptive and it's going to be a great blood drive. And people are going to be very happy we're there.
Plus, community coordinator Marshall adds, Wrangellites have another chance to duke it out with Petersburg, but in a way that is potentially life-changing.
Petersburg just seems super competitive and they want to win. So. But anything we collect is saving a life. With every donation of whole blood, potentially 3 lives are saved. So that's the big factor. You know, regardless of who wins or if there is a winner per se, we're still saving lives.
And saving lives, they say, is the most important part of the whole process. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.